Bridget Spider for breakfast. 92.5 Triple M.
All right, second podcast for the week, and Spider's quest to become the People's Mayor of the Gold Coast continues. Only a few days to go until the big election, Spider. You must be excited, must be nervous.
What? Oh, a lot of people normally be nervous, not me. I think, we know that the Gold Coast wants change, and they got their chance on Saturday to make that change with, of course, the People's Mayor going to be elected. So make sure when you are voting at Triple M, just make sure you are at least that 2 metres away from your partner before they do vote as well.
It's the unofficial election. We'll just put it unofficial.
Let's not.
I mean, the real election is on Saturday, so it's a convenient way to remember to vote in that as well.
That's right.
You know, the people's election is the big thing.
Yeah, we're making it easier for people. But also, we saw over the last 24 hours, the NRL has decided to say, you know what, we're going to shut down for probably around about 8 weeks, and really big news because they were trying to soldier on no matter what it took. But at the end, closing the borders, said we can't continue. We're going to be joined by Gordon Tallis, the Raging Bull, the great one. He's going to give us a good insight into the NRL and where it sits. And is there a future for the NRL considering they're going to be in so much debt?
Okay, cool. And also, I tell you what, school was confusing enough when I went to school, let alone now. For teachers and parents, they just want to make the call. Everyone's very, very frustrated. We'll cover that today from a teacher's point of view. They're on ground zero, on the front line of this virus. And also for parents who need to plan ahead, to need to know what is going on.
All of your calls and thoughts on that on the podcast, which starts now.
Triple M's unauthorised, unofficial mayoral election race is underway.
Hi, I'm Spider Everett, and I'm running in the upcoming elections.
Spider for Mayor.
Now, on Friday, if you missed it, we had the big debate. We had all the mayoral candidates that wanted to be a part of it with Spider. You can catch up on that on the Triple M app as a podcast just of the debate.
Yeah, well, and it was huge. And to be honest, this is what we've got to talk about it right now. We've only got a few days. Voting starts on Saturday. I know we can't have a massive party because of the, if I do win, when we do win Bridge, but what we can
do is,
we can do it through Skype. We can have the acceptance speech. Hey. I'll get a couple of mannequins behind me to nod their heads like any proper politician would do. But I do have to talk about on Friday, Ben. You just had to mention you can go to the podcast and listen to the mass debate we had on Friday. But the thing that gets me, since then, we've had a couple of candidates ring in and absolutely give it to us. Mm. And one is Gary Peed. He rung in and gave it to us saying that he didn't get an opportunity. He wasn't given a chance. He wasn't given the platform to be a part of the debate.
Can I just say, just from a legal point of view, before you start slandering anyone else, Spider, we didn't contact anyone. We put the call out on air, and everyone that was a part of the debate on Friday came to us.
Okay. So now I'll move to Derek. So Derek Ross Burrough. He absolute keyboard warrior. Yeah. I don't know where he gets his language from, but I found it in the gutter somewhere because there's a couple of words he used.
What were they?
I can't repeat them, please. And I wouldn't even repeat them out on a football field. They were disgusting. They were disgusting. And the other thing was, he was sending them not to me, not to Ben, but to one of the females who works behind the scenes there at Triple M. And it was absolutely disgusting. We were happy for them to be a part of a mass debate. And because they weren't part of it, they blew early.
Didn't they just? They did. It's very true. Wow. And we had Gary Peed abusing the beautiful Danny, our gorgeous producer. Mm. And she had to hang up on him because he just wouldn't stop. It's like, come on, get a grip.
And they want people to vote for him. They really want people to vote for him. You've got to question this. So all I'm saying is that, you know what, we have got the vote on Saturday. It's only 4 more sleeps. We're very, very excited about it. We've given everybody a chance to say, you know what, if you want to be the unofficial People's Mayor of the Gold Coast, we can't give you a bigger platform. And if you haven't taken advantage of it, what more can we do?
Stop it.
You can hear the entire debate, as we mentioned, on the podcast, and voting opens later this week on our Facebook page and at triplem.com.au for the unofficial, I will repeat that, the unofficial...
Come on, Ben, don't get carried away on that bit.
The unofficial election for the people's mayor of the Gold Coast.
People are taking it a lot more seriously than we are.
It's unofficial, people. Yesterday, they finally made the call. They bowed to pressure, and I think once the borders started closing, they didn't have much choice left. Spider, the NRL is calling the season off for the time being.
Yeah, they certainly have, and we know the AFL did it earlier in the week, but it was only a matter of time. We are in different times, and joining us right now, he was one of the greats of the game, played for Queensland, Australia, over 200 NRL games, and he's amongst it each and every weekend. The Raging Bull, Gordon Tallis.
Look, Gordon. Oh, mate, I get an applause. You don't have, look at that. Have an audience.
Yeah.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, just for you. Gordy, look, really, really tough time for the NRL. Yeah. Not, you know, for players, for the administration, for people who work around the game because it employs so many.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's tough times for all Australians and pretty much, you know, the whole world. But the NRL, they sort of try to soldier on, and the AFL, because a lot of these guys, you know, their careers are short. You know, like we only hear about the good ones, but I think an average NRL career only goes for 37 games, so there's uncertainty, and these guys have bills to pay, and then you, because they're partners of the game, that's the AFL players and the NRL players, I don't think that they're going to get paid unless they play, and, you know, that affects families and mortgages and all that, so, you know, that's sad, but just, mate, more importantly, you just want everybody to stay safe, and I thought they had those procedures in there, but once the government closed the borders, you know, rugby league's not above anybody else, and we've got to fit in with society now.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And so they're saying, how long are they saying it's going to be postponed for, Gordy?
Well, I heard it maybe 8 to 12 weeks. So I got a couple of phone calls, and my phone, I was running hot to a point that, so yesterday, my first phone call was, hey, mate, can you drive down to Sydney for the shows? I said, not a problem. So our great friends at Frizzell Sunshine, I was going to get one of their cars and drive down to Sydney, stay for the weekend and drive back. And then obviously that changed, and then you're not allowed to go over the borders. And if you do, you've got to stay there for 14 days. And I've got a young family. And then by the afternoon, well, the NRL had been called off. So
right.
Yesterday there was a lot of moving parts. But, you know, mate, I just hope that everybody's safe and everybody, you know what, like, but part of me is, mate, we're just getting told to stay at home on the couch, you know, and there's been other people that have had a lot of harder things to do in their life, and our grandfathers went to war and all these things, and all we got to do is stay at home, look after the elderly, don't touch someone, and just sit there for 2 to 4 weeks and see whether this blows over.
Gordon, you'd be able to, now, a lot of people, and we know, you know, the NRL, they were crying poor a couple of weeks ago, but the NRL will get through this. It's the biggest television game, sporting game we've got in the country. We know that, you know, there's so many players and supporters. If not, when we get through this, supporters will probably back it twice as much. So, look, the NRL will get through it.
Yeah, yeah. Look, mate, I hope everybody gets through it. But, you know, mate, there's a lot of business as well. But I think we will. You know, some of the bigger clubs might struggle that do rely on leagues clubs and, you know, have hundreds of employees that have put off. I know Penrith had 40 in their football or 50 in their football staff, and they put off 15 or 20 last week. So there's a lot of people getting put off, but, you know, maybe the, you know, someone like the Titans, they'd be in a really good situation now. You know what I mean? So, like, the privately owned clubs would be actually better than the bigger clubs. So I'm pretty sure that we can pull through, but I don't know how long we can. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, and you watch all the other shows, and they say that the game might be off for 12 months, you know, and this season gets sort of, you know, put in the rubbish bin. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, but I think that we will survive. And because we've made our game, it's been through some tough times, and it's always survived.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I heard there's 12 weeks left of cash in the bank. Look, personally, my own opinion, I think the NRL, the chairman's just sat on their hands for way too long with the decision that was inevitable and really stuffed around with the Warriors and people's families. And I know it's a very tough call, but I must say, I think the Macca's drive-through around Australia for breakfast for all the players this morning will be going nuts because they can let it out. Eat whatever you want.
Yeah, well, actually, you know what? It's probably the opposite. Mate, when they're training hard and playing, but you can eat what you want, and then you look after yourself and self-isolate and go out there. You know what? It's very hard when you buy yourself. The hardest distance is to the cupboard to get those running shoes on. A lot of players are realizing what it's like to be retired now. When no one wants you, how hard do you really work? But you know what? I'm just hope that the Gold Coast as a community can pull together, because I know that you guys are relying on a lot of tourism as well, and you know I'm pretty sure that that's stopped, and there's a lot of businesses around there that's probably closed their doors, and people you know don't have money coming in. So you know everywhere in this country is doing it tough, and you know rugby league players are part of it, but we only play a sport. But there's a lot of people you know with their hearts and souls and their businesses and families that you know might be doing it a little bit tougher.
Yeah, totally correct. Gordon Tallis, thanks very much. And, we'll see you back on the screen, hopefully in a couple of months.
Jeez, mate, so do I. I've only got food for 14 days.
A lot of confusion around schools remaining open. The official line is that they are open, Bridge.
Yeah, and we don't get it. Some Victorian schools are closing. New South Wales are looking into it. But we are still forging ahead. And I think it's an absolute joke. My sister's a school teacher and she said, we're not the government's babysitters. We can't do social distancing. We're running out of hand sanitizers. She's been sneezed on by heaps of students. And the chook, Alessandra Palaszczuk, is asking people to keep distance when she's doing her press conferences. But her press conferences are saying, no, teachers, go back to school. I mean, I think a lot, they're saying, well, you know, they're isolated from the grandparents. I'm sorry, a lot of grandparents are teachers. It's an absolute joke from a teacher's point of view. But then from the parents' point of view, how confusing is it?
It is. It's totally confusing. You know, our young fella, Boston, he's staying home today. Half the students aren't there. As you say now, I read an email from a different school saying they need a social distancing policy at school. So if it's raining, keep your children at home because there's not enough undercover areas. So much confusion. And if you're confused and stressed out about your schools, give us a call, 13 27 10, because we want to talk about it next. Even with the closure of the border, how many people go to school in New South Wales but live in Queensland?
Nightmare.
John, your wife is a teacher.
Yeah, basically what Palaszczuk says and what happens in the school is two different things.
What are you saying at the moment that... a lot of students are away. What's your wife saying?
No, well, the hand soap for a classic is last week the female teachers' staff room toilets didn't even have hand soap. And then when they got the soap, they had no hand towels. They had to use their skirts to wipe their hand.
You know, this is what's annoying me too, is that teachers are on the front line of this virus. They're in ground zero and they're not getting protected. I mean, Jacinta Ardern's just shut down the whole of New Zealand. We need to do the same. I'm so frustrated about this.
Absolutely. And, like, the poor teachers are copying, unfortunately, abusive to the point emails from parents. I'm serious. I've read them.
Wow.
You know, demanding that their student have this for home and their student have this for home, and the parents wanting to sit the exam with the student as their supervisor at home. And all these weird things.
100% again.
But unfortunately, because of the position teachers are in, they can't risk speaking out things happen.
Yeah, and that's just...
It's a really hard situation. And we were even talking about it earlier, Bridget. Is if the teachers are put off, are they paid, or is that different between state schools and public schools? And
John, you might know. Private schools? Would your wife continue to be paid if the school shut?
I would assume she would be, because technically she should have been at work. So, the understanding is if they get shut, they still have to be open, so to speak, which she's fine with that, for like the nurses' children, the doctors' children. She's got basically, for a better word, babysitting. The nurses and doctors can actually do what they need to do. But, you know, when you've got one of the largest schools on the Gold Coast, you can't distance them. The minute they move out at lunch break, they're all over the top of each other.
No, you can't.
You try and walk down a stairwell, they're all over the top. I mean, kid gets excited. The other day, the girl got excited because she did so well on exam. So what's the first thing she did? jumped up and hugged my wife.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. See, you can't control that. And I think, nope. Spider, to answer your question very quickly, I know that my sister's just completed online training, so they still should be in the workforce. They'll just be doing it from home, I would say. Or
yeah, well, it is a new world, and obviously it's a very fluid situation. So I feel like there's going to be a decision made one way or the other very soon, and it may be in favour of closing the schools. But we'll keep you posted with that. Thank you, John.
Dina, you actually work in the education department. What do you reckon should be happening with schools, especially here in Queensland right now?
Dina, we've got you there.
Oh, hello. Sorry, it's Deanna.
Oh, Deanna. Yes, Deanna, sorry. Sorry, that's my English.
No, that's okay. Look, I work for Origo Education, and a lot of parents out there will know their products. They are Go Maths and Stepping Stones. So if kids are at school in primary school, they'd have those for sure, because they're in virtually every school across the country. Mm. And basically, Origo Education saw what was happening, and they really decided to step up and do what they could to help the community. So they launched this new fully free online resource for parents so that they can actually help their own kids at home continue to learn mathematics. So it complements the year level mathematics concepts and skills, so the curriculum that they're doing. And all they have to do is go to origoeducation.com.au/home, or even just go to origoeducation.com.au, and they click on the link. And essentially, what it's all about is that we're concerned that if children don't touch base with the key learnings on a daily basis to ensure that the progress isn't lost, then they might not remember it before we know it.
I think that's the big one. That's the big one, is the fact that, no different if you're working from home, is that routine. And if it's children's routine through English, maths, writing, whatever it is, it's really important. And that's same as if you take your child out and you travel for a couple of months, traveling around Australia or whatever you used to do. The most important part was the routine, or the daily routine they had to stick to.
So Origo Education, that was, if you want to have a look at it. Matt's in Runaway Bay. Your wife is a teacher as well, Matty.
Yeah, hi, how are you going this morning, guys?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, Matt. Yeah, what would you like to say?
It's very confusing as to what's happening, whether the schools are going to remain open or not. I mean, I feel so worried about my wife because she has a low immunity as it is, because she's fighting off a few little personal problems. And, Like, even today with this weather, we don't know whether it's going to rain, which means it could be wet lunch hours, which means the kids are in the class the entire time. Mm. And half the students are out of school at the moment anyway. They're being kept at home anyway. My wife has a class of 24. I think yesterday, 10 were away, so...
Yeah, it's too much. And especially for the young kids too. My sister has a grade 5, I think it is, and the social distancing, the hand sanitizers, like she keeps on saying, we're not the government's babysitters. Just let us know, is it going to be next week? Is it going to be? When is it going to be? Because we are really on ground zero for this virus.
Just do it now. Well, just do it now. Get it done.
Tony in Robina has an argument for keeping teachers in schools and saying they shouldn't strike. Tony, why do you think that is?
Yeah, good morning, Spider and Bridge. I think they need to remain open. We need to keep, the city running, basically, to a degree. We need the emergency services. We need Coles staff and the Woolworths staff and all the supermarkets and all that. They need somewhere for their children to go. So, what do they do with them?
Yeah.
I think, Tony, the point is, though, the government's saying, oh, we don't know yet. It's not like, imagine if the supermarkets were, we don't know if they're open or shut or what's going on. They're being so grey about the matter that people need to know.
Yeah, from what I understand, schools are open, and that's where it sits. Schools, we're being told schools are open, so schools are open.
Yeah, I think it's not grey in the sense that they're not open, but there's a lot of people saying they shouldn't be, and particularly from government, they've got their wires crossed, so I can see where the confusion's coming from.
Yeah, and plus, Tony, I can totally see where you are. For all our emergency services, for all those workers who are still able to work at the moment, their children still do need looking after.
And super tough. Know,
yeah, it is, it's such a hard area.
Well, there'll be more, no doubt, later today with more press conferences and Anastasia Palaszczuk having her say on Queensland point of view. So we'll keep you posted throughout the day here on Triple M.